You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Camden People's Theatre supports artists early in their careers, particularly those making unusual, adventurous, and experimental theatre. This year's Sprint Festival, with a special strand highlighting student and graduate work, kicked off in early March, and we went along to immerse ourselves in the world of alternative and experimental theatre.
We're about to see the first show in Sprint Festival, and I mean, I'm here because it's Sprint Festival, so I know that it's going to be good. My expectations are it's Camden People's Theatre, so you can walk in here any night of the week and see something interesting.
Yeah, I come here to be challenged and think about things in a different way and see performance in a different way as well. They take companies from loads of different places and companies that I wouldn't otherwise go and see.
Here's Brian Logan, the theatre's artistic director.
Sprint is a festival of new and unusual theatre. We call it London's biggest and best established festival of innovative theatre. It's been around for 20 years. It's like the high watermark of our annual calendar of freaky deaky performance.
We are from a Tres Bandas theatre company. A theatre company based in Barcelona is our second time here in Camden's People. So we are very happy. This piece is made in England because we lived 2 years ago in Birmingham. So I think it reflects our day life here, like Spanish people in a foreign country and all these misunderstandings. And then we discovered that the piece works here as well as in Spain.
Because I just asked him if he wants to go on like clubbing or he wants to visit museums. I mean, which kind of places he wants to go?
Los museos están de puta madre como el. Yo lo sé, pero son conocidas como eres de Londres.
Hysterical sobbing Spaniards on a train, unaware of their impending death by a rabbit. Followed by a piece about the eccentricities of pet ownership. But isn't experimental theatre a bit off-putting for some people? Here's Brian again.
I agree, it sounds inaccessible, but actually I think loads of people are alienated from theatre, and the reason they're alienated is because they think it's like people with French windows and big long swishing gowns talking about cherry orchards. That's boring and that's alienated people. The things that young people who make theatre at CBT do is not alienating at all, if you can get people through the door. You know, other theatres have a high quality control and high bar for entry. Well, we care about high quality too, but we have a lower bar for entry. And I think we exist to take risks on artists that might not get a foot in the door elsewhere. And so I would like our audiences to come to CBT thinking, I'm definitely going to see something interesting, it's definitely going to be unusual. It might not work, you know, but hopefully it will. And usually we try and program so on any given evening you can see two or three things, so if one of them doesn't work, you're likely to see something else that does.
Peter, an audience member, picks out a highlight from the festival program, along with Isabel, a performer in Sprint.
And this is one about being an egg. It's a real journey through the life of an egg. It takes everything from being a yolk to being in a frying pan. And I think that could go either way.
It's called Elsa, so I wrote it myself. It's like a mixture of like open mic, stand-up. I'm still writing it, so now I'm talking about it, I'm like,
it's happening, you made it real.
Find out more at cptheatre.co.uk and pop in person. The theatre cafe is friendly, welcoming and open to anyone passing the unassuming door on Hampstead Road. Getting through that door is absolutely worth it.
I mean, what I just saw was absolutely fantastic, and I was completely enthralled, and I was wondering whether I wanted to make it out tonight, and I'm really glad that I did.
The last piece made me feel like, you know, you should reinforce that you should always keep your eyes open, so
yeah,
because there's beauty happening everywhere.
Yo,
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.